Prelude. Mic test. This book smells like me. Wood smoke, salt, honey and strawberries, sunscreen, libraries, failures and sweat, green nights in the mountains, cold dawns by the sea. This book reeks of my fear, of depression's black dogs howling and the ancient shames riding my back, their claws buried deep. This book is yesterday's mud dried on the dance floor, the step patterns cautiously submitted for your curious investigation of what I feel like on the inside. Tsunami. Tens of thousands speak words ruffling the surface of the sea into whitecaps. They whisper into the shoulder of my sweater. They mail, tweet, cry, direct message, hand me notes folded into shards when no one is watching. Sharing memories and befuddlement, broken dreams and sorrow, they struggle in the middle of the ocean, storms battering, grabbing for sliced life jackets, driftwood, flotsam and jetsam from downed, unfound planes, sunken ships, and other disasters. If they can keep their heads up, they swim for the nearby Melindas to help them save themselves from drowning in that hungry sea of despair. As they lift up their sisters and brothers and those who claim their space beyond old definitions, they tell their stories and speak their truth. Earthquakes in deep water send ripples to the surface that crave the shore, thundering toward land, sounding like a freight train. The freight train monsooning pulls back the shallows, exposing the bones of ocean, messages in bottles tossed overboard. Wet! The chorus swells the tidal wave, tsunamis overcoming gravity, knocking down the doors.